pray that you guys all had a great week. Everybody can hear me okay, I hope so. Before we get started in the Word, let's go ahead and go for let's do a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to be here, Father. I pray that the words that are spoken for me today, Father, are encouraging, uplifting. And Father, I pray that the words that come out of my mouth are for you, to lift you up so that, Father, that we can see the glory in you, Father, in everything that we do. We love you and your Son. In Jesus' name we pray all things. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as many of y'all know, I always like to start off with a little bit of a story before we get into the Word. I got one for you this morning, and I'll go ahead and start. It says, an elderly woman had just returned to her home from an evening of religious service when she was startled by an intruder. As she caught the man in the act of robbing her home of her battery, she yelled, "Stop!" Acts 2:38, which if you don't know what that is, that's turn from your sin. The burglar stopped in his tracks. The woman calmly called the police and explained what she had done. As the officers cuffed the man to take him away, he asked the burglar, "Why did you just stand there? All she did was give you scripture." The robber replied, "Scripture? I thought she had an axe in 2:38. That's a little humor for you this morning. Get you started. But we're going to be in, you can go ahead and turn your Bibles over to John chapter 8, verse 1-10. Title of my message this morning is Don't Give Up. He's the God of a Second Chance. You know, I was writing this out the other day, and got finished with it kind of like last night, and I was watching a show on Netflix, and the name of it is Warrior Nun. And I'm watching this show, and I'm sitting here watching this. Kind of weird. The scene is about, just to keep it short, one of the people in there, one of the star of the show, is a young lady who was handicapped, paralyzed, but she received a gift that gave her the ability to walk and to be a great warrior. And the people were kind of saying, "Well, why does she deserve it?" And the priest said something that I thought that kind of went with my script. He says, "You know, God is a God of second chance." So, well, lo and behold, my message is God of a second chance. You turn over there to with me to John chapter 8, verse 1-10. You know, when you think about it, before we get into the scripture there, how do we realize how God is a second chance? How many times in our life do we realize how many mistakes we make? And we all make mistakes, me, myself, and I'm sure many of you have as well. But sometimes when we make those mistakes, we think that God has forgotten us, forsaken. But I want to give you a few examples of some people in the Bible who were given second chances by God. And we don't have to turn to these scriptures, but Peter. Peter denied Christ 3 times. We know this. But 50 days later, he was anointed to preach the sermon when 3,000 people were saved. Wasn't that a second chance? Thomas doubted the resurrection. And when Jesus revealed himself, Thomas went on to be spreading the gospel for the rest of his life. Paul, who we all know as Saul, was a murderer, killing people in the name of God that were Christians. But yet we know Paul had come on to be a great evangelist. What a second chance. David committed adultery and murder. But yet in the scripture we see that God says in Acts 13:22 that he was a God, say he was a man of his own heart. See, I give you these examples of people who we look at their lives and go, "Well, wow, they did some pretty crazy things in their life. And yet God gave them a second chance. They became great men of the Bible, great knowledge of the Bible as we have known." So we're going to go to this to the scriptures here, John chapter 8. And, you know, a lot of you guys have heard this scripture before. But we're going to read a little bit more into it this morning. It says, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives at dawn. He appeared again in the temple court where all the people gathered around him. And he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law of the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery, and the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone at her." Again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Had no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you." Jesus declared, "Go now and leave your life of sin." So here we have an adulteress. And, you know, of course, the Pharisees were trying to catch Jesus, and we all know that part of it. But also, I want you to look at the act of a second chance that she was given. That doesn't say that after that you never heard from and never see him again. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. We're not for sure. But it gives you the ability that no matter where you are in your life, God has an opportunity for a second chance. We know we all mess up. I can only speak for myself. In my history and time and go back, I know I've made many, many mistakes. And some of them were big mistakes. We always want to go back, but you can't live in the past and think about those as your way for the future. So you got to put those things behind you in order to move forward. You can't receive a second chance until you get rid of the first issues in your life. You know, sometimes people will say, Western society describes the word second as next to the first. A spiritual significance to the number two in the Bible. We have the Old Testament, which is first. Then we have the New Testament, which is second. If you look at that, there's two books there. The one was the first chance for people to get it right. But Jesus came along and said, "You know what? I think they need a second chance. Because the first chance is not working for them." Because the law was so rigid in what it was. But then when he came along, he expelled on the law and explained it more to us. To give us an opportunity for a second chance. Turn over to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. It says in there, when you get there, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all our unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his words is not in us." So I look back and, you think about this young lady here that comes up. She had been sinning for a long time in her life. But she had never had the opportunity for forgiveness. But, we have it in here in 1 John. It's part of confessing. Now, I know sometimes we look at our sins, it's kind of like we have a pity party. We think that our sins can't be forgiven. We get in this mode of feeling like, I am not worthy because of my sin. You don't think that God don't know our sins, that the sins we're going to even get into in the future. But see, if God is a merciful God, He has a heart of forgiveness. And we too should have that forgiveness. But I want to take you back up to the scripture a little bit. It says, "In the time that they heard to go away, at one time, the older ones went first." So why do you think that the older ones went first? I feel that a lot of times that because the older ones have a lot more sin. So when they looked at this woman, they knew. They said, I got a lot of sin in my life. I can't throw a stone. I can't be the one to crucify someone else when I have so much sin in my life. That's why I think sometimes we should not, you know, when it comes to baptizing young people, when they're children and stuff, it's kind of hard for them to see God in the way that you may see God because of all the sins in your past. They haven't lived a long enough life. But, however, in any situation, no matter how much sin that is, God still can forgive you. It is not something that you need to walk around. You know, as I always loved that little show, that Sydney show one time, little clip, where the woman has to sit down with all these issues in a bag, and Jesus said, give them to me. I'll take them. And she gives over the bag, but she, you know what she says? Give me one bag. I want to keep this. You see, you can't keep the sin. You got to let it go. You got to turn it over to Jesus. You got to realize, too, that confession of sin is a cleansing of the heart. You know, we can walk around and we can clean up really good. We can look good, put on our best suits and everything else. But if the sin is in our hearts and inside of us, we're still unclean. See, the only way that sin can be cleansed is to make you look good for God, when Jesus can take it away. But you can't hold on to it. Just like this woman. She had sin that she dealt with, but guess what? Jesus said, guess what? It's good. It's done. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. You don't have to keep bringing it up in your life. Let it go. Put it behind you. Because if you don't, you cannot move forward. There's nowhere for you to grow in life if you continue to hold on to sins of the past. When Jesus says that I have forgiven you your sins and washed all your sins away with my blood, you must believe in that. Now, will you fall short of the glory? Yes, you will. Because, you know, as he said earlier here, if you claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar. We can't make God to be a liar because we know we're going to sin. He knows you're going to sin in the future. You're going to sin past the time that you did before. The question is, do you learn from the sin? You know, the Bible tells us that we don't keep sinning to thinking that we're going to forgive it more forgiveness. No, that's not how we do it. We have to realize the sins we have. We have to address them. Sometimes we have to address them many times. Write them down. Talk about them. Confess them to one another. Sometimes you need to talk to someone. But you can't walk around with the sin thinking that that's going to keep you going in life. God wants to give everyone a second chance. He wants every one of us to seek opportunities that he has for us. And 2 Peter says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing that you should perish, but that all of you should reach repentance. See, God, guys, if you really look at it, God has always been here for us. I mean, he's always wanting us to come to him. But he's patient because he knows it takes time sometimes. But sometimes, you know, we beat ourselves up not realizing what we're doing, and we can't see God because of that. If you look at the scriptures, when it, you know, it talks about repentance is your salvation. It is. Every day is a day of repentance. So when we get up every morning, we got to take it on that, you know what? The world is there. Sin is going to be in the world. It's going to be in all of us. It's going to be what we do, what we challenge. Sometimes we're challenged by temptations of sin from others. But again, you have to see the scripture where God says, you know, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that is a true statement. He has always been there for us. You know, I go back in my life, and I always, you know, we shared this even a couple of times. And, you know, I feel better with God than without God. I'd rather stay in the way I'm at now than to go back in the past. Because the past wasn't a path of righteousness. It was a path of unrighteousness. You know, each day that we get up and each morning that you walk and you get out of your bed, you got a moment. You got a time. You got a time to reflect. You got a time to look for God to say, you know what, God, be with me today. It's just as that song said, be with me, Lord. You have an opportunity to do great things. But the only thing that keeps us away from doing great things is the sin that we hold on to. See, God wants to forgive us. He wants to give every one of us a second chance. But as long as we hold on to the sin, we cannot see the second chance. It says, where in my notes here, it says, you know, just as Elijah, you know, when he was caught in a moment where he was going to be persecuted. He was going to be killed by the king. He ran and hid under the tree. But you know what? You can't hide under a tree. Your sins can't be hidden under there. You got to come out. And when you do, God is going to do great things, just like he did with Elijah. You know, we look back at all the great men. Noah built an ark. And Noah wasn't drunk. Isn't that amazing? Abraham went through life. When he thought he was going to be killed, he told his wife, what? I want you to be my sister. Be my sister. Play like you're my sister, so they won't kill me. So guess what? The king took his wife. Basically, he dumped her out. But at the end of the day, God still gave him a second chance. We all can get an opportunity for a second chance. No matter what went on in your life, where you've been, where you're going, God is always available for a second chance. And I think sometimes we beat ourselves up too badly. We take on too much. We ask too little of God. God asks, you'll lay it at his feet and he will take care of you. A lot of times, though, we want to take that bag that the young lady wouldn't give away. We want to hold on to it because we think we can fix it. But I tell you today, you can't fix it. Only God can fix the things in your life that will make you a better person. Only God can take away the sins and clean you and make you better. Only God can give you a second chance. In Matthew chapter 18, 21-22, it said, Peter came up and said, Lord, how often may my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? What did Jesus say to him is this? I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. So he's telling us, even when we deal with people in our lives, we have to forgive when they sin against us. And we know we have people in our lives that come across. But if we would say, but forgive them 77 times. Just like God can forgive you as many times as you sin. He's not, your records are wrong and not kept with God. We do it to ourselves. We keep those records. We keep them in our hearts. We have to be the ones to let go of it. You know, I know a lot of times, just like we go back with the young lady, I'm sure that all through her life, she wanted to do better things. I'm sure that prostitution is not what she wanted to be, at least an adult. You know, that's not what she wanted in her life. But sometimes we make mistakes. We're not perfect. Sometimes we look at life and we think that we see the world, we see people living good lives, doing these things. We think they're perfect. There's no perfect person but Jesus Christ. So when we walk through our lives each day, we have to understand the perfection is trying to be like Christ, trying to walk like Christ, trying to do what Christ asked of us. Is it a difficult time at times? Yes, it is. But a lot of times we make it difficult because of our own self-righteousness. We're trying to be more than what we are instead of trying to be humble and understand that God got you. You just got to rely on him and not yourself. We look at all these scriptures and we try to think about them. We look at how many times in our lives that we fell short of the glory. And that's many. And it won't be the last time that you'll fall short. But I'm here today to tell you this morning, guys, God is a God of a second chance. He does, God of a second, third, fourth, probably many times than you realize. But you got to understand that you have to rely on him. You have to seek him in order to understand the thing. So there may be many this morning who haven't seen God and put God first in your life. You got a second chance to change that. Tomorrow is a new day. Today is a new day. But you have a chance. God is always waiting. His arms are wide open for all of us. He's asking us to come on in. He's asking us to fulfill the dream that he has for all of us. And that's a dream that one day we'll all be with him. He doesn't ask us to do anything that we can't do. It's not something that we can't accomplish. I know sometimes we look at our lives and we think, God, Lord, I just can't get it right. But that's okay. Just keep trying. You know, that's the whole thing, you put it in sports, You know, it ain't like you got three strikes and you're out. You can come up the bat and strike out. But you know what? God is waiting for you to say, you know what? Pick up the bat. Take another strike. and see what happens. Get up and do it again. See, when you sit on the sidelines and you don't try, you can't sit. This young lady, she didn't have an opportunity at the time because she didn't know Christ. But Christ came along and gave her forgiveness. Just like he came to us every day. He gives us the word of Christ and our scriptures that we study them out every day. We have our quiet time. We get into the word. God said, just seek me and I'll give you the second chance. I'll take away the adultery. I'll take away the drugs, the alcohol. I can take away all those things. But you just got to come to me and I can give you the second chance. Sometimes it's difficult in our life to see that because Satan has told us, that's the biggest lie, that God don't love you and you can't be, because of your sins, you can't be close to God. That's not true. God is always there. He's always going to be there for us. We just have to take a moment of time to seek him and understand that his word and scriptures are there to make us whole. Again, God is God of second chance. As I get ready to close, I want to talk to this, today I hope that your attitudes are that I have an opportunity for a second chance. I would encourage you to understand that God is a God of second chances and not, he's not going to leave you. He's always going to be there for you. God knows that you'll fail, failure in different things. You know that you'll be successful in some things. But again, God is still God. We're going through a pandemic now, and I work in Dallas, and Dallas is going through a big spike. So at the hospital, they're telling us every day, you know, I come in, things have changed. I mean, yesterday, on Friday, I had to take all my chairs out of the break room for the staff. There's nowhere for them to sit. And we have people going, well, what's going on? I said, well, things change. Life is changing for us. But we can't live in fear because God doesn't want that for us. We got to understand that, you know what, the things that are happening in life are going to happen. The mistakes you made in life, they happen. The mistakes you're going to make in the future are going to happen. But you still got a second chance. You don't have to fear the pandemic. You don't have to walk around and, you know, you have to be cautious. You do. You got to wear your mask. You got to do the things to be what you need to do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you don't have to fear anything. Because God got you. God says, like I said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And when your time to come, it'll be your time to come. But don't walk around in fear. I think a lot of times, this is a time to reach up to God. To ask God for a second chance of life. This is a time to be reflective of the past so you can move to the future. There'll be many people that won't make it through this pandemic. We pray for them. We pray for their families. But as you walk today and you get up every morning, understand this. You have the opportunity to reach others, do God's work, and have a second chance. So don't give up. Don't screw it back now. Move forward. Move strong. Because guess what? As God wrote down, those without sin cast the first stone. No one can come to you and no one can treat you badly because of your sin. Because guess what? We all walk around with sin. We can't judge anyone. All we can do is do what's best for us. So when you walk out today, you walk into this world and you see people, remember this. Be like Christ. Be forgiving. Be loving. Be caring. And best of all, look at everyone as a second chance. Just as God looked at you and me as a second chance. God be the glory. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning. I hope that this message was encouraging to you. I hope that you look at it as a way to inspire you to move on and to give yourself a second chance. Amen.